This holiday, deck their countertops with peppermint white chocolate mochas, gingerbread lattes, and pumpkin cream cold brews. Ninja Luxe Cafe is the ultimate gift. It's the number one best-selling espresso machine in the U.S., perfect for the coffee lovers in your life. If they can dream it, they can brew it. No skills needed. Espresso balanced. Drip coffee, rich. Cold brew in a flash. Hands-free, silky microfoam. Dairy or plant-based milks. Bring joy into their holiday and every day after with Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
In the long tapestry of human history, certain creatures have walked beside us, not by force, nor by tether, nor by the promise of labour, but by a curious and mutual accord. Among them stands an animal both familiar and enigmatic, the domestic cat. It is a creature whose amber eyes have surveyed human civilization from its earliest settlements, whose presence has woven itself into our myths, our households, and our quietest corners. Yet the path that led the wild cat from the lonely grasslands into the warmth of our hearths is neither straightforward nor entirely understood. It is, in essence, a mystery, one that stretches across continents and millennia. Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, consider subscribing. We post every week and we welcome any feedback. We hope you enjoy today's episode. To trace the origins of the cat domestication, one must first step back to a time before cities, before writing, before the great civilizations of the ancient world. Roughly 12,000 years ago, in the region historians call the Fertile Crescent, humanity underwent one of its most consequential transitions. This shift from nomadic bands to settled agricultural life. With the planting of wheat and barley came the storing of grain. And with the stores of grain, came rodents, resourceful, persistent, and ruinous to early farmers. In this changing landscape, a particular species of wildcat, the African wildcat, detected opportunity. This was no sudden conquest, no dramatic capture. Cats did not march into human life as domesticated cattlemen, nor were they bent into service like horses or dogs. Instead, they slipped in quietly, drawn by the rustling of mice inside granaries, and the promise of easy hunting. It was a subtle encounter. Humans tolerated the cats tolerated the humans. A simple balance was struck. It would prove one of the most enduring relationships in natural history. Archaeology offers us glimpses rather than complete portraits. One of the most striking pieces of evidence emerged from the island of Cyprus, off the eastern Mediterranean. In a Neolithic burial site, dated to around 7500 BCE. Excavators uncovered the skeleton of a young man laid carefully in his grave, and beside him, the skeleton of a cat. Both had been interred with deliberate care. It is a poignant reminder that, even by this early date, cats were not merely tolerated, they were valued companions, bound symbolically to the people who buried them. Other traces echo this early bond. Genetic analysis has confirmed that nearly all modern domestic cats descended from the African wildcat, reinforcing the notion that domestication occurred not once, but gradually and across multiple communities as agriculture expanded. Unlike dogs, whose traits were shaped over time by selective breeding, cats retained much of their wild behavior and physiology. Their domestication was not imposed, it was in fact chosen. Yet it is in ancient Egypt that the relationship between humans and cats took on an altogether different dimension, one of reverence, symbolism, and devotion. Egypt's fertile Nile Valley, with its massive grain stores and thriving agrarian communities, was ideal territory for mice and snakes. The cat's prowess in dispatching both made it indispensable. Egyptian art from as early as 2000 BCE depicts cats seated beneath chairs in the family home, or accompanying hunters in marshland expeditions. The creatures were not only useful, they were cherished. Over time, the cat became woven into the spiritual imagination of the Egyptian people. The goddess Bastet, often represented with the head of a lioness, or later a domestic cat, embodied protection, fertility, and the warmth of the household. Temples dedicated to her housed thousands of cats, some living, others mummified as sacred offerings. To harm a cat was not merely frowned upon, it was a crime of considerable severity. Greek and Roman historians recount episode, perhaps embellished, of mobs forming to avenge the accidental killing of a cat. Here, the cat was no longer an animal, it was a guardian, a symbol, and a divine companion. From the Nile, cats journeyed outward. Some travelled aboard trading ships, their hunting instincts invaluable in protecting food stores from rats. As merchants ventured across the Mediterranean, cats accompanied them, leafing from deck to shore and establishing themselves in port cities from Phoenicia to Greece to Rome to Carthage. Slowly, almost imperceptibly, the creatures distributed themselves across the ancient world. The Greeks admired the cat's elegance, though they relied more heavily on weasels for rodent control. The Romans, however, embraced the cat wholeheartedly. To them, it symbolized liberty, independence, and the quiet guardianship of the household. Roman soldiers and settlers carried cats throughout the empire, from the forest of Gaul to the windswept coasts of Britannia. Wherever grain was stored or ships were docked, the cat found both a purpose and a welcome. Despite this success, the Middle Ages cast a long and curious shadow over the creature's reputation. In many parts of medieval Europe, the cat, especially the black-furred variety, became entangled in superstition, accused of association with witchcraft or omens of misfortune. Church edicts and local folklore painted the creature in ambiguous colours. Some communities valued cats for their practical role in controlling vermin. Others feared them as familiars or nocturnal spirits. Yet even in these uneasy centuries, the cat endured. Its usefulness remained undeniable. So too did the quiet affection felt by those who refused to relinquish the companionship of an animal so self-possessed. It is during the medieval period that another chapter unfolded, one with consequences stretching across continents. As the merchant vessels of Europe began to traverse the world's oceans, cats were indispensable aboard ship. Without them, rats spread unchecked, gnawing through ropes, spoiling food, and carrying disease. Cats patrolled the decks and holds, keeping vessels safe, cleaner, and quieter. And wherever these ships went, the cats followed. Thus, the domestic cat circumnavigated the globe. They reached the distant islands of the Pacific, the coasts of South Asia, the ports of East Africa, and eventually the shores of the Americas. By the 17th century, cats were an integral part of life in the European colonies. Some were adopted as household companions, others roamed freely, their populations expanding alongside the settlements that produced them. In certain regions, especially island ecosystems unaccustomed to feline predators, these introduced cats had profound ecological consequences. Yet their proliferation also attested the adaptability of the species and the enduring human willingness to live alongside them. By the early modern period, the cat's fortunes had begun to change once more. Superstitions faded, scientific thinking advanced, the Enlightenment brought renewed interest in natural history and the classification of species. Cats were observed, documented, and in some cases, selectively bred for traits of colour, temperament, or coat. The first organised cat shows emerged in the 19th century, most famously in London's Crystal Palace in 1871, where long-haired Persian cats and sleek Siamese stole the attention of visitors. These exhibitions marked the beginning of the cat as a companion animal in its modern, genteel form. Yet, even at this late stage, cats remained only partially domesticated. Behaviourally and genetically, the house cat retains the instincts, agility, and solitary tendencies of its wild ancestors. Unlike dogs, animals shaped profoundly by human preferences, cats remain, to a remarkable degree, architects of their own destiny. They choose their attachments, accept affection on their terms, and preserve a streak of independence that feels ancient, almost primordial. Indeed, this independence may be the very feature that secured their place in human affection. For unlike many domesticated creatures, the cat did not lose itself to domestication. It did not abandon its grace, its vigilance, its quiet aloofness. Instead, it allowed humans to coexist with it, offering companionship in exchange for shelter, food, and the occasional warm place to sleep. The relationship is less one of ownership and more one of equilibrium, a tacit understanding between species. As the centuries turned, the cat's symbolic presence deepened. In Victorian parlours, it became a gentle emblem of domestic warmth. In Japan, it took on the form of the Miniki Niko, the beckoning cat of good fortune. In literature, it appeared as the elusive Cheshire Cat or the elegant companions of poets and painters. Its role expanded from practical guardian to cultural icon. Modern science has added further layers to the story. Studies of cat behaviour reveal an animal capable of sophisticated communication, not merely with others of its kind, but with humans. Cats deploy a repertoire of vocalizations, gestures, and expressions to signal hunger, affection, and at times, mild disdain. They recognize human voices, they form attachments to particular individuals, they exhibit social flexibility once thought beyond the species. And yet, for all we have learned, they preserve a measure of secrecy. Their inner world remains largely inaccessible, observed only in glimpses, a softly flicking tail, a slow blink, a sudden, inscrutable stare. Today, domestic cats number in the hundreds of millions. They inhabit apartments, farms, alleys, cafes, and libraries. They wander rooftops at dusk. They curl on laps during winter evenings. They purr, a sound both soothing and mysterious, has accompanied humanity through the epochs of profound change. In many ways, our story has become entwined with theirs, not through ownership nor through domination, but through a shared journey that began with a simple bargain struck in an ancient granary. But when we consider the history of cat domestication, we are reminded of a quiet truth. Some relationships cannot be forced. Some develop only when both sides recognize the value of the other. Cats do not bow to human command, nor do they surrender their wild inheritance. Instead, they walk beside us and allow the ages to shape a companionship unlike any other in the natural world.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.